say Tim Mahdi.
And how old are you?
Well, I'll tell you, I was born in 1884. You count that up. So I remember that I was born in 1884. I was just a young girl when I was put up to Custer's Hotel, Niobrara, and I was washing the dishes there, and I could hardly reach them where we had to wash the sink, you know, like, I could hardly reach it. I was washing the dishes already for $1 a week.
Where did your parents come from? What country?
Oh, Czechoslovakia. That was where Grandpa and Grandma came from. Where Grandma. And when we were coming down on those ships were flat. They were just it was just the bottom. There was nothing up to hold us. When the wind came, the wind could just shovel us to sides, you know. We could have no protection that time. And I was small, I could hardly reach on the table to wash them dishes. But I did try to be there, you know, and help them. I was just nothing but a kid. But that $1 a week was helpful to my parents because we didn't have nothing. Mother was married, didn't have nothing. Nothing was made, you know, for that. Like now they have a big weddings. Mother didn't have nothing. Mother was just blessed to be married, that was all. That was just like, you know, what blessing is like. They bless you, you know. That all Mother got and Daddy. But they were so good to me always, my parents. They were my parents.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I did have brothers and sisters. I have three sisters. And I had Charlie, Albert, James. There were three boys. And there were two, Agnes and Mary, my two sisters I had, and three brothers I had. Then after I don't know how many years, then we got a little boy, baby. Mother got a little baby. And was called John. So that's all I can.
Where did you live?
Now?
Where did you live?
I live on the farm. Up there where our home is now.
Where is that at from Verdigris?
Oh, that's about 3 miles from Verdigris. And that's where. And then then they put me so I could learn something. They put me to Clark's. That was a Dr. Clark. Maybe you remember that name.
Mm-mm.
And there I was just there to help, to be with Mrs. Clark because it was so near to the river and she was always afraid of those tramps that were coming around, you know. And so she didn't want to be there all by herself. So at least I was with her. Well, I wasn't much good, you know, but still she had somebody to be with her. And that was that.
How old were you then?
Well, I wasn't too old. I went to school like just a young person.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to school at Niobrara, and then they took me back home, and so I went to our country school. It was just a one-room house, one small room, narrow house, and And we had teacher, Miss Pavelka. She had the same name as we did,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't no relation to us. And that was Katie. Her name was Katie, I remember that. She was pretty nice. She didn't have much. She has to walk 3 miles to school every morning. Well, she was a teacher. She was a teacher, but she had to walk, just think. No matter how cold it could be, she used to come. She suffered for all that.
Can you tell me something about your home? The house you lived in?
Oh, we lived in a log house.
A log house?
Oh, yes, a log. You could see all that. All, well, it still stands there. The log house is still there, only it's part of it's gone. The log house, see, they have to cut the trees down and fix it up so it will be, and then make a kind of a, take this yellow clay, you know, with water, mix it up, and Grandpa used to do that. He used to take this and drop it in those holes, you know, so cover it up, so the wind couldn't go through. So there was a lot to it, you know. We were very poor, and when Grandma and Grandpa, see, I was born in here already, when Grandma and Grandpa and the others were traveling through, crossing it, they had only rye bread to eat, nothing else. Just rye bread and some water to drink. Oh, so little.
What did you do as a child?
Me as a child?
Mm-hmm.
I was herding. We had two cows. And I had to herd those two cows. We didn't have no ropes, nothing like that, you know. Daddy didn't have, so I had to be with them so they wouldn't go away, so they wouldn't get into there. They had a field of corn planted, and so the cows wouldn't eat it, so they wouldn't go in there. So I have to watch them. I have to be out there with them. And then for the night, well, they made the grandpa make a little fence, just like you put a post over here, post over here, and post over here, and this way, closing up, so that cow was in that little fence. That was made out of those branches of those logs. It was, everything was cheap. And when they were traveling, on the, they were wind shift them to a side where they were hidden. They couldn't get out. The wind shifted them to a side where there was nothing but branches, and they couldn't get out of there. And they had just the open ship. It wasn't ship like now they have. It was just the bottom, just like if you take this Davenport level. Beyond that, that's the way they traveled from the Czechoslovakia. It was very...
Okay.
It was, everything was so poor, poor. They didn't have nothing but the rye bread when they were crossing from the other, over from the side, you know, to America. They didn't know what America would be like. They didn't know nothing about it. They only know that it was named America. That state. But they didn't know nothing else, how it's going to be. But they had only, Grandma baked several loaves of bread, and they were put in a paper sack or some kind of a sack, she said. And that's all they had, what they eat, that was all, and water.
Can you tell me how they used to plant crops?
Well, they planted, they, like corn, they had the planters just about that high. It was made out of a little wood and little steel. And it was to put that corn in there, you know, and then you have to open and put it down in the ground and let two kernels get out. Then you have to close it again. Then you made another step, made another, so you had to plant the corn like that.
You were walking?
Walking, they were walking, you know. No, they had to walk all that. They didn't, there was no machinery, nothing. Grandpa made a rake, his harrow, you know what it is, harrow.
Mm-hmm.
He made that, he cut down a big tree, and then he just had a kind of a, it was an iron. He used to heat that, so it would be heated, and he used to punch through that wood, you know, make a hole. Then he got himself those big heavy nails, stick it in there. That was what it was, rake. It was a rake. You might imagine how everything was hard.
So you made everything from scratch?
Everything was just, well, now they would look at it, they would say, how in the world you could use that? But it was used, because they were glad that they could have that made, you know. Oh, Grandma, my dad was pretty heavy, he was young, you know, he could do much more, but well, it was that, and then you have to clear your place where you want to live, because everything was trees. You had to cut down the trees.
Can you tell me a little bit about your life as a young girl?
Well, I grew in 5 cents calico dresses. Didn't have much at all. 5 cents calico dress.
5 cent calico dresses?
5 cents calico, 5 cents a yard.
5 cents a yard, okay.
And it was so light, you know. It was hard to handle it, to sew it, because it was such a material, you know, kind of a slick, you know, something like there was nothing, no prints on that either. It was just a plain calico.
Okay, go ahead.
So I said, I grew in the really cheap. I grew in a cheap dresses. I never had anything nice. I never. We didn't have no candies. Mother sometimes used to make us a candies out of sugar. She put them on the stove in the kettle and burn it, like, you know. It was kind of a burnt candy, but she used to chip off a little piece to us whenever we want a little piece. But that was all we had. We didn't have no candy like they have now. And no, there was no chocolate, nothing like that. Those days were really cheap.
What were some lessons you learned from your parents, Stacy?
Lessons with what?
What were some lessons that you learned from your parents?
Yes, lessons? Well, that would have been because I have to say that we didn't have hardly anything. mother had 5 cents of calico, and it was there as a cheesecloth to make us a dress, to make me a dress out of that, to school. She made a little skirt with a little ruffle over, and it was cheap. It was thin. It's more like a cheesecloth.
What did they teach you about other people?
Other people? They couldn't teach me much because nobody had hardly anything here in America. Because they were coming here from the across the ocean on those flat boats. That wasn't a boat like now they have. It was just like if you take this couch flat. It was just nothing to it, you know. And Grandma used to store that bread. She had it stored in the sacks so it would keep from molding, so we would have something to eat, because we were there on the ocean many, many weeks. That took many weeks before you could cross.
What personal items did you bring when you first came here?
Drink?
What were some of the personal things you brought along with you?
Well, we brought that bread. That was about most, you know, that we could, because there was hardly nobody. There was no farms like now.
What else did you bring, like?
Well, they just brought themselves, that to say the truth, because there was nothing to bring from up there. Because up there, the people had to move, because that one man, he wants to have all that land there, you know. And so we were pretty happy to get out of there, Grandpa and Grandma and mother, my dad, you know. I was just a small girl that time.
When did you first come to Verdigre? Do you remember what year?
That was right there when we crossed the ocean.
You don't remember how old you were?
There were no houses. There was nothing. Just a field of grass and trees and all that. There was nothing. It was really sad.
How did the town finally start?
Well, it started from one store, Mr. Barron. He built up a little house like, I remember, they all had to go to Niobrara. If you have something to buy, or like you need something, you have to go clear to Niobrara on the foot. And that was quite a ways that time. That was very far. And we didn't have much. We didn't have no eggs. We didn't have no butter. Oh, I'm sound. Nothing. There was nothing, because the little milk we got from the cow, we had one cow, I remember, that I had to take care of her, have her out on the pasture room so she wouldn't run away for us. And we had one team of horses, old mare. One team of horses, that's all we had. And the rake, my dad made. He burned the holes through that wood and put the big spikes of nails in there so he could harrow that dirt, you know, when he mm-hmm. after plowing, you know. It wasn't no good, but well, it had to do.
What else was in Verdigre? What happened after the grocery store opened?
Then, we could buy cheap.
Okay. What? Do you remember another store that started up shortly after that?
No, it was only Mr. Barron.
Okay. What about like a blacksmith shop?
That was my uncle had a blacksmith shop.
In Verdigre?
Verdigre, yeah.
Okay.
And he was doing all that kind of work, you know, because it was nothing but a shack. And my auntie Tracy, that was his wife, she had so many babies, and they didn't have hardly anything. I tell you, it was sad to think of that. He had, I think, 3 or 4 babies they had, and there was hardly nothing for them, you know, to give them, so they would have enough milk, because that one cow was only, there was only one cow, and she didn't give much milk. So I didn't have much milk when I grew up. I should have milk to get me grown up, but I didn't have much. That's all I can tell you, honey.
Did you do a lot of canning?
What?
Did you do a lot of canning?
Nothing. There was nothing. That took a lot of years before we knew how to can. And that was one lady, she came from Chicago. Mrs. What was her name? I had it and I just forgot about it. She was an older already lady. I know that name and I.
Well, that's okay.
And they came later, and so she found out already that you can buy fruit jars, glass fruit jars, you know, those smaller ones to can. And she learned my mother how to do it. That was the first. So mother did can some tomatoes. We didn't have nothing else, but we didn't have no apple trees. There was nothing there. We had to buy everything. And so she learned her how to can the tomatoes, so you would have something for the winter. And she knew how to do it. So mother did can some, so we had some tomato juice.
How much did fruit jars cost?
Those days?
Yes.
Oh, they were expensive.
How much?
Boy, I don't know if I can remember. They were expensive because, see, that was the first lady that brought those jars out to Verdigris. From Chicago.
Do you know how many dollars?
Huh?
Do you know how many dollars it cost?
Well, it must have cost a half a dollar for one of those pint jars.
50 cents for a pint jar?
Yeah. They were expensive, but the mother couldn't buy. But Mrs. what you call her, I told her, she brought her a couple of them, so she would have something. Those days were cheap days. I really grew in the cheap. I didn't have much. I didn't have no candies like now. They have all kinds of chocolates.
How come you lived to be 95, huh?
Yes.
Because you didn't eat any sweets.
No.
What did you eat?
Well, we had mostly baked potatoes in the oven, and mother started the fire. Or we had mashed potatoes or soup, you know, she made vegetables. She planted some vegetables, mother, that summer. So we did have some carrots already, you know, and the red beets, you know.
What kind of meat?
Well, I tell you, we had mostly rabbits.
Rabbit?
Oh, there were a lot of rabbits. You know, rabbits, they were really frisky. They jump, and they used to get away from you. But it was a good, you had to skin them. Those didn't have no feathers. Then afterwards, then we found out that there was some prairie chicken, they call it, prairie chicken. So my dad got himself a gun, and so he could shoot. So he did kill us some, we had some meat then. But that was all in feathers. You have to skin that, you know, and a lot of work to it, you know, before you can have it for the table, you know. Oh, it was all in it, everything was so poor and cheap, poor. We lived very poorly. We were mostly on the bread and milk.
Did you ever smoke?
Never.
Did any of the men ever smoke? Did any of the men smoke?
My daddy used to make his tobacco. He planted, you know, and then he dried it. That's what he had for his pipe. It was the homegrown tobacco with the big leaves on it. But nothing fancy. It was nothing like now. They have everything so different tobaccos, all that. That was nothing. Those days were poor days, very poor days, very poor. So I grew in them too.
How did you wash your clothes?
On the rubbing board.
With what?
You know what that rubbing board is?
No.
Did you see the rubbing board downtown? Maybe they don't have any. Well, it was a piece of steel like this table, and the top was steel too. Top was steel, so we had to put that in that top and rub it with your hands this way.
What kind of soap?
Mother made her own soap.
Out of what?
Out of cracklings. You know what cracklings are?
Yeah.
Out of that, she made soap. She bought them live. It was, and then mixed it, you know, and kind of, then she cut it in squares. And so that was the only kind of soap we had for a long time. We did. It was really, those days were really poor, honey dear. Very poor. I don't know. I don't think you can hardly believe it, how we used to live. We didn't have nothing sweet. We never did have a cake, nothing like that.
What did you do for entertainment, Stacy? Go to dances?
We didn't have nothing like that.
Tell me about the barn dances.
Everybody come to the dining room.
What's that?
We're going to have to continue this. It's lunchtime. Okay?
What did you ask, though?
I asked you what you did for entertainment, about the barn dances and everything.
Oh, nothing. We were just playing. We had horses made out of the wood. You know, this thing, sick. And we turned that head and put a little string to it, and we called them horses, or was we had a name for them, and that's the way we work. We kids, that's the way we used to play. We didn't have nothing from downtown until then, when my brother came. He was a third baby. Then when he started walking, well, folks got a little wagon. It was red, painted in red color, and that was for him. Oh, he was so happy over that, you know. But we couldn't use it because we were bigger already. We have to work. We did have to work, I tell you. So.
Did you read books?
No, we didn't have no books. Only the teacher was. When the school, I had a first grade book. That's all. We didn't have. And my dad could read in Czech language. And we had Indians living close to us, you know. And that one Indian, he used to take some kind of papers from the old country. And so he used to take a copy to my dad, I remember, that my daddy used to read about those people. But those poor Indians, they didn't have much either. They didn't have much either, I tell you. They were poor too. Oh, it was a poor, it was really poor time that time. We didn't have much. But I tell you, we were healthy. We were healthy. We didn't have much. We didn't have no sweets, nothing like that. On a Christmas time, I remember my mother, she braided a hoska. That's a raisin bread. And oh, it was so good. I never can forget how good it was. And we were so happy that we gonna have something new for Christmas, you know. And the daddy went in the woods and cut one of these little cedars. But that high little cedar. And he fixed it up for us in the stand. And he made a little lamp. Daddy made a little. That wasn't like now. They got married right away and be done.
Did you?
Huh?
Did you?
Well, I didn't have a very long time either, because there was no time much for it.
So, anything special to eat?
I had announcements at the church, and I had an announcement in my church. Father O'Borny was here yet. Father O'Borny has been here a long time. And so he announced it, and then I had the wedding that week. It wasn't nothing too much fussy, you know.
How did you meet your husband?
I met him as a, what you call it? I think I met him, let's see now, where was it? Oh, I met him going to our place. He coming to my place one day, Sunday afternoon.
What for?
Well, to see me.
Oh, well, sure.
To see me, yeah, that was about. And we had a little visit, you know, there was nothing. I didn't, for my wedding, well, we were planning for our wedding then, but I didn't have no music for my wedding, nothing. I had a big table the mother made, father, and I had two big cakes, and I was trembling, all so pretty. I can remember all the time. And I didn't have too big of a wedding, just my husband's grandma came. They wasn't for those things, you know.
Okay, go on.
Go ahead.
It wasn't too much for those kind of fancy, you know, something like that, you know. My daddy's mother and dad. And my mother suffered too much. My grandmother, I mean. My mother, no, but my grandmother.
What did you do after you were married, you and your husband?
Well, I tell you what I done. Then I was all by himself. It was a thrashing time. It was summertime when they were thrashing grains. And I have to be all alone. And my husband had to go out there to be helping with the threshing. He couldn't come home every night because he didn't have a car. So he had to stay there overnight. So I was all by myself. And I was afraid to be all alone, too. I was always kind of afraid to be all alone. So my auntie was about two blocks from me. So she came for me to stay overnight. To stay overnight with her. So I was happy that that I didn't have to. I didn't like to stay alone. I was afraid. You know, there were all kinds of tramps coming those days.
Tramps.
Tramps. And all kinds of people with the one horse buggy selling these hairpins or pins or bobby pins, all that kind of stuff. They had been selling it. They were kind of a, they were selling it, went through the country and like needles and all that, you know. Mother sometimes bought some needles from up there too. That's the way it was. So we never got downtown, only once a week or twice a week. And Daddy was gone, so we couldn't go there either because he had the horses and the wagon. We didn't have no buggy those days.
Did you farm?
Yes, my father did try to farm.
I mean, you and your husband.
My husband, no, he was working out.
Where did he work?
He worked around the neighbors there.
Doing what?
Well, whatever it was needed, you know, on the farm. There's a lot of stuff to be abandoned, you know, and fixed, you know. So he helped with that. There was nothing too much. He didn't get hardly any pay.
What did you do while he was away?
Me, I was trying to make a quilt. I was sewing pieces together.
Is that what you did for entertainment?
Yes, that's for my entertainment. I was there all by myself. I was lonely. But still, I had to be there. Then when the trashing time, those days they were making sacks. They weren't trashing grains from the field like now. They were always made sacks, you know. And then there was the trashing, and there were about 14 men on that job. So we always had to have something. We always butcher a pig or that, something like, you know, and then we had to bake the rolls and cakes and kolaches and all that. We had to have baked at home. Well, there was no bakery. There was no bakery.
Who are your children?
Huh?
Who are your children?
How many children? Me? I had Leo, Velvet, and James.
Who about your daughter?
Well, then I had daughter later. See, because we were poor. We didn't have too much. So I didn't have all my children at once, you know. I had them scattered because that was better for me.
Did you have any trouble with Indians?
With what?
Indians?
Indians? Oh, yes, yeah, sometimes we had, but we just have to take it because they were kind of touchy, you know. They were really touchy. Well, I tell you, my mother was baking bread every day. Why? Because the Indians, they came and they want half of that loaf. And mother was afraid of them not to give them, so she divided, you know, with them. Because then she has to bake again next day because there was we our children, you know, and them. There were two of them, so we had to have more bread. See, mother was kind of scared. And of course, Daddy was out working. See, he wasn't home. Sometimes he came home late in the night with the lantern. And so then in the morning early, he had to get up and go to work. It was nothing pleasure, you know. It was no pleasure in that. It was nothing but a hard work and a worry.
Yeah. What do you think is the happiest thing in your life so far?
Happiest? My marriage. My marriage was the happiest. I didn't have no band. I didn't have nothing. Only they made a shivery. Those days they used to go make a shivery. You know what shivery is. And those were all men. Then they had a group of men coming.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, well, that was just the day of my wedding, they came. And so my husband, Eddie, he treated them, you know, with some money, I guess. He didn't have too much on, but he had some, so he gave them something, you know, so they would be satisfied. Person always had to devise something, you know. And because that was my way. And I didn't have no music, nothing.
Where did you go to church?
To Verdigris. We had old church. The old church is gone already. We used to go to Verdigris. But I tell you, it was bad for me. I didn't walk. My husband didn't care to go to church. And that was so hard on my mind because I married him as a Catholic. And then later, he didn't care to come to church with me.
Tell everyone what you did in the Catholic church basement.
Oh, I used to do, we used to have a little lunch, like, but sometimes, you know, we make a kind of a, I don't know what you call that now, have something called, like, we were there later, we were making blankets, peace blankets, and we had a sale. And we had a sale on our bakery, too, sometimes we made. And then, first the people come and buy, you know, and then money went to church, what we made.
You used to cook all the time, too.
Oh, I did a lot of cooking. I really did a lot of cooking and baking. I tell you, all the coffee I made.
Yes, tell us how you made your coffee. You had very special coffee.
The coffee was, I had to measure my coffee. It was ground, you know. It was, I have to grind it. We got a whole kernel, you know. And so I have to, I have to ground that, and then I have to measure for that coffee pot. It was a bigger one, bigger coffee pot. I have to measure the coffee for that, so it would make a good coffee. And I put an egg in always, mix the egg with the coffee dry before I put it in the water. And because a coffee was very good. I got a lot of compliments on my coffee.
You bet. Delicious.
Then I was invited out, you know, for making coffee. And of course I didn't care for that, but I just thought because I had my own home, I just thought they could learn, you know, to make their own. But they were coming, helping if I could help them. Well, of course I didn't want to refuse them, so I had to help them when they were trashing or something like that. They want more, they want better coffee. So that was that. I tell you, it was a hard time those days. Those days were hard times, really hard times. But there was no money making. There was no money making at all.
What do you think about nowadays, Stacy?
Oh, nowadays I think it's a lot of waste. I think there's a lot of waste of food, and a lot of waste of things that could be used yet. Now,
how would you change that?
Well, it would be pretty hard to change it. It would have to be the people that just themselves. They should change that, you know, and make a little difference. I don't think otherwise. I don't know how else. It would be up to them. If they want to have a pay rich, so they will be like more rich or be more poor. Sometimes those men folks, they didn't have hardly anything at home, and when they went downtown, they were drinking beer and got drunk, you know. That was the worst thing I ever can say. Oh, I thought that was bad. our grandpa was one of them, our grandpa. He was such a small little fellow. That was my grandpa on the other side, so daddy's folks. And he always, he didn't go to church. He went to the saloon. Grandma always was ready to go to church Sunday, you know, but he was always ready to go to the saloon and have some drinks with the other fellows, you know. Then he never went to the mass, so it wasn't too nice for Grandma, you know. Grandma took it hard. But
can you tell me anything about dances, barn dances?
Oh, barn dances. That was all there was. Just the barn dances, nothing else. I tell you, for the 1st of July, the men folks borrowed those planks, you know, from the hardwood, from the store, from the pretty green implement, and made that floor square, you know, so it would be something like this here. And then the brass band, we had a band, the boys were, they learned how to play nice, you know. So they were called for playing for that dance. And I was older already then. I went to the dance too, and I danced too. I thought I was big already.
Sure.
That was something that was very nice that they, you know. And then they made this, balloons to fly up in the air. That was on the 4th of July. Made it at home, and they stuffed it with something, I don't know what. And then they set it up in the air, and we could watch it long, how it was floating. And you know, as far as it went to Niobrara, well, somebody went with the horses and buggy to know how far it's going to, where it's going to drop down, you know. So it went as far as Niobrara. So they found it, and so they took it back home. It was a balloon. Flying balloon. Oh, I tell you, those days were poor days, but still they were happy days. Still very happy, because there wasn't much going on those days, you know. It isn't like now. They have these movies and different things they have, which we never even dream about. Yep. I grew very poorly. I had 5 cents calico dresses. That's all I had, 5 cents calico dresses, 5 cents a yard. They were print dresses, but nothing fancy. Mother could sew. My mother, my darling mother, she made her dresses herding the cows. She had to herd the cows and make her dress, her wedding dress, out. They have no machine, just by hand sewing it. So I said, my mother really didn't marry into nothing rich. She was poor too. Well, we were all poor. We didn't have much. So I guess we grew up just as well as those rich ones. Some of those folks, they were throwing money ahead. They had money, you know. No, but we never did have, when we were starting farming, you know, my dad. Because he had a team of horses, which cost him, I don't know how much, a lot of money before he could buy them. It was poor time. It was a really poor time those days.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Really, honey, darling, I don't think I know. I don't remember.
Any other special things?
I don't think there was. For my wedding, I didn't have no music, nothing.
Mm-hmm. You told me that.
Yeah, I did tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Only I had three fathers at my wedding. There was father were mourning. There was father from the lynch, father Francis. And then there was another father from St. Paul. They all three came from my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I had only priests in my wedding. See? But they were friends with Father O'Borney. So you might know how long Father is here since my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stacy, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could tell you better things, but I don't have them.
You told some very interesting things.
Yeah. It's something that did happen, you know. Yeah.